listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
We crushed by ABBA straight away. There we go. So, yeah, it's May 25th. It's May 25th. Monday. Or is it Tuesday? Help me out.
It's Monday.
Yeah, Monday, May the 25th, 2020. So, yeah, I've got the papers in front of me. How do you think the last fart podcast on Fakeologists went?
Oh, it was good. I thought it was quite good, apart from old noise levels, microphones still doing, headphone sets still going, darling.
Yeah, it goes a bit buzzy there. It goes a bit buzzy.
Yeah. And too many people. I'm telling you now, between me and you, noise level, there's no, or golden skin, mate, there is no room. You can't fit a voice in there, and it goes a bit chaotic. So that's why I want to do this on Monday nights, Australia time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So we can just talk, and if we want to talk about whatever we want to talk about, we can talk.
All right,
about
yeah, for so sure. Well, I've got all the papers from Sunday. I'd they weigh a ton.
Did you steal them?
They smell good. Yes, I did. Now I want to be quite clear about this. I don't buy them. I do steal them, but I do buy lots of cigarettes from that IGA, and they. And do you know how much a packet of cigarettes costs? Yeah.
And they, you know what? So, they probably know that you steal, and they probably go, "Look, just add the extra money to his cigarettes. He'll never know."
Exactly.
Warren, mate, got here.
Exactly. I just actually before you get going, so do an opening monologue, because I'm going to go and get another beer, because I've ridiculously forgot to get a beer, and I just want to leave my phone where it is. So I'll be back in like 1 minute.
I think I can talk for 1 minute straight starting now. Well, Monday night, I'm in mid-North Coast, Rollo's in Newcastle, Australia, and it's very cold, and it's going to rain. I think it's raining in Rollo's hometown. That's definitely heading this way. It's beautiful, cool weather. We're not too hot. I have a cat sitting next to me, and we're going to discuss news headlines and whatever else we want to talk about. But, of course, COVID-19, which I've spotted. COVID-19 mean is 666, and 19 is number 1, which is A, and number 9, which is AI, 666 AI, just like Bill Gates's the patent for the cryptocurrency bot that's going to be running from humans. It's 666 AI.
So you're doing gematria at the moment. Remember Zach?
Yeah,
Zach Ab used to have him on quite a bit. I could never get in. I'm not very good on my math. I was never taught well.
Well, I hated math, but I love it now. You know what I mean?
You do. You hated math, but you love it now.
Yeah.
Oh man, I had a double period of math. Oh, every Thursday morning, I hated it. I could not stand it, and I still hate it.
I hate it. Where's my? You know why? Because we were given.
Yeah.
They took out the original pure mathematics. As the what's his name? You know, that Greek cunt. What's his name? Mathematician
Pythagoras.
They took out Pythagoras and gave us this melange of just bullshit. And I couldn't. I mean, honestly, I could not do it. I had. Unfortunately, when I started college or high school in New Zealand, we started from basically, they said, it doesn't matter how bad you were at school in primary and intermediate, we go from beginning. So they started from, you know, 3 times 2. We went through times tables early in the piece.
Sure.
No problem. But I had an Indian teacher who, get out your books. And none of us could understand a word he said. We just sat there imitating him and laughing at him. And so the first year of high school maths, I was just sitting there making fun and mimicking, which is what I do. And then the second year, we had five different teachers for maths, and none of them picked up that I was behind. And by the time I got to the senior level, I was just, you know, absolutely hopeless. Obviously, I could work out how much things cost, and, you know, I've got basic math.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't do algebra.
Well, let me tell you this story. Shines, cosines, and sans, and calculus, and all this stuff, I thought was useless.
It is.
My father tried to teach it to me. My father tried to teach it to me because my father...
Was he an engineer?
Engineer. Yeah, okay. Built the Tangara. He's an engineer. He's like a... I'll tell you a funny story. Okay. Yeah. They built this gear, right? And they fucked up. They fucked up what they did. They didn't get it quite right. And Ganinan, right, which built the Tangara, they put the gear on the front of the... Because it wouldn't work. Because it worked. It was for a big mining... one of those big mining cranes up in North Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went, get in and gear for the future. And they had it on the front, and it was a fuck-up. It was a... It didn't work.
Yeah, well, I worked...
Do you see the irony in the comedy in that? Yeah,
no, there's comedy everywhere. Like, Australia just ordered a whole lot of trains from India. And none of them, they built tunnels that were too narrow for the trains. I mean, you couldn't make it up. This is how stupid they are. So the trains they ordered were too wide for the tunnels they just built. And that happened last year.
That's government for you. That's state government, though, isn't it? Yeah.
State government, yeah. And that's Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, man. You think well-traveled and know a lot of people. My old man... He met Neville Wran and Carr when Carr was New South Wales Premier.
Bob
Carr, remember him? He was a slimy toad. And what's he now? It's called jobs for the boys. You know, once you're in government. You're on easy street, you know.
Yeah, but I'll say this about Bob Carr, and we're alienating anyone overseas. But he was a prime. He's an Americanophile. Like, he loves America, and he knows all of America's history, which is all bullshit that we've been taught. And he is. Yeah. He thinks on his feet. He was an opportunist politician. If he saw.
Spent 2 hours this morning. On hold. So, John Laws, tell me what's on your mind, Australia. 1-300-564-652. Okay. So I waited online, on the phone. Sorry, for 2 hours. Listened to him criticise the lockdown and whatnot. And he's like, he's suddenly seeing the error of the ways of the government. Yeah. And then when it came to my phone call, boop, boop, boop. They hung up on me, so they made me wait 1-300-564-652 for 2 fucking hours while he played, you know, some old shitty music and, I mean, he loves it and he was singing along to it, but, when it came to me, yeah, hung up. I mean, they made me wait. When I say to the producer, I say, look, is he going to take my call? And then he goes, oh, we'll go and ask him. And so I waited for 2 hours, and he didn't take the call. He hung up on me.
I think you've insulted him one too many times, Roller.
No, but why? I mean, I wasn't going to bring up anything too controversial. I was going to probably agree. Yeah, well, I'd argue COVID-19 and that, but... Why the hell let me wait for 2 hours and then not take my call? I mean,
you know why? He's doing it to piss you off, I would say. That's what
+1-300-564-652 costs money. It's not a 1-800 number.
Yeah, well, look, do yourself a favor and change your number and do a different voice. Do a Cobra Commander.
That's what I should do, isn't it? Yeah. Can you give us? Have you got a fresh voice for us? Before I get to the newspapers here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, give us
hello.
The voice.
Is that you, Mr. Lawrence? It's Kubrick Commander.
I could do that one. I could ring him up.
Why not?
He'd probably hang up on me. But yeah.
Let's go to the newspapers here. We've got a nice colour front page. I know we're not on video, but here we go. The Sunday Telegraph, Sunday, May 24th, 2020. Hey, we're back, baby! Fans can rejoice as our teams prepare for footy's return to empty stadiums.
I mean, come on. I mean, really. They're just having a go, aren't they? Really?
Yes.
Who wants to sit there and watch an empty stadium without this cheering and carrying on? In a pub where you're not allowed to stand up. You're not allowed to stand up in the pubs, by the way. As you know that, you've got to sit down in the pub. And you've got to, if you go for you're not allowed to interact too much with people. So the whole idea of a pub is gone. It's just why not just sit at home, get cheap piss, cheap beer, what we call beer piss here.
Sure.
And watch Netflix or... Not that I watch Netflix. I will refuse.
Well, that's what they want us to do. That's what they want us to do. But from what I heard on the radio this morning when I was waiting for Lawsy to hang up on me, was that they're going to open up the country again on June 1st or something. So let's see if that comes to fruition.
That's this week.
Yeah. So let's see if how many of the plexiglass things get taken down, and the social distancing stickers on the floor get taken away.
Yeah,
remember, it's the new normal.
I've been doing the Bay Walk, which is an inner city walk near where I live. It's around a beautiful water area, and I do that. It takes about an hour and a half, and I've noticed nothing but blue masks, gloves, and social distancing stickers floating in the water, because people are just either ripping them off the ground or throwing their gloves. It's just bullshit. I mean, there'd be more pollution thanks to this COVID-19 lie than there is.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, Greta Thunberg. What about all this plastic being put down, Greta? Yeah. I know you're listening, Greta Thunberg. How dare you?
Yeah,
you 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
When it comes to pubs, I've met... Go.
If she's a boy, I mean, I'm saying now, and Melinda,
Gates.
Bill Gates and Melinda, he's a woman and she's a man. And, and Kevin, she looks like Kevin Klein, and he's like a female Woody Allen's, a female impersonator doing a Woody Allen. Because his shoulders are too narrow to be a male, and even if he is a nerd, which
it's like Jacinda Ardern's hands. How big are they? I mean, Golden Skidmark brought that up.
Yeah, and it's right.
She's a man.
Well spotted Golden Skidmark.
I tell you what. When it comes to pubs though, and pub life, which I loved back in the day. I mean, you met the lead singer of Hoota Gurus, and remember that story you told me?
Yeah, no, I was playing pool with him.
Pool, and you went, "Jeez, you look like the lead singer of What's My Scene? What's My Scene?"
They were quite big in America in the college circuit, apparently. But Dave Faulkner, anyway, I said to him, I said, "You know what? You are the spitting image of Dave Faulkner." And he said, came up to me, pulled his wallet out, and he goes, "I fucking will hope so." And he showed me his license. Dave Faulkner.
That is so good. Yeah. That is so good. Hey, I'll tell you one of my funny pub stories. Do you remember a guy called Peter Hoare?
Yeah, the
serial pest in Australia, Peter Hoare.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon you and him could be related.
Yes. That's what I got called. Tanya, who's the Aboriginal, she was so good to me. She always gave me extra nips. The nips are getting bigger with Tanya. She kept calling him my brother. I go, "No, I'm not. I'm not his brother."
You met
him? Yeah, Peter Hoare. I spoke to him for 2 hours, and I said, "Why do you do what you do? You know, run out in front of the horses at the, you know, in the Melbourne Cup and try and knock Michael Hutchins. Yeah, knock his casket over." Notoriety. That's all he wanted. It was just notoriety. That's all he wanted. Yeah, it took me 2 hours to get that out of him. Notoriety. He just wanted a little bit of notoriety.
But don't you just love characters like that? That's why, you know, you're...
He was great. He was great. He's covered in tats. He's like tats from head to toe. Yeah,
good. But he absolutely fucking gave it to the media by just turning up and just doing stupid things day after day. You know, whenever there was a big funeral, he'd turn up, he'd either parachute in or... I think didn't he parachute into the grand final or something or other?
Remember he broke into Parliament down in South Australia and ran around?
It was fantastic.
I mean, but Rick, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe notoriety, maybe he was just, it was anti-establishment, but he took it to the extreme.
Yeah, but that's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. Because what he did, was he fucked up the narrative of everything, you know, like he was there and he how much he upset people like John Laws and Ray Hadley just by doing what he did, you know, that's the best thing you can do, by ruining a news service, by just coming up and ruining it by making a fool of yourself, you know, and which he did, and good on him. He's probably got a mental condition. If he hasn't,
he could well have Asperger's or whatever. Now, tell me, have you been listening to Ray Hadley? What's his take on Corona?
Listen, he's a total shill for the whole thing. Absolute 100%. And he's a pro-vax bullshit artist. You know, this is what's going on now. It's like, you know, so at the moment on the ABC, it's constant. What's your latest conspiracy theory? And what about these idiots that believe 5G causes coronavirus? Blah, 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 blah. I know for a fact coronavirus is fake, so 5G is not causing anything. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's no 5G coronavirus. But 5G is got to be bad for you because it's the microwave levels are not safe to be living there. And these towers are being built all through Sydney, all through everywhere else. And they've got a giant generator underneath them. And I'm 100%, these things are not good for your health. And they don't give a fuck about you, you know, and you and your
family. No, they don't. We know.
And if we're forced to take mandatory vaccinations, which are full of mercury and aluminium and dead babies and et cetera.
Trimerosal, exactly.
It's not good for you.
He's awful. He's awful. Shall we go to the next newspaper? I don't mean to cut you off. Okay, so where should I go here? The Sun Herald. Independent always, it says.
Bullshit.
Okay, job. Should I go? Let's just go to the big colour picture. Biden blunders. So apparently Joe Biden's going against Donald Trump this year. Like...
Oh, come on.
As if there's any chance that Joe Biden, that weirdo.
What they're saying is that Trump is going to get in no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no...
And so he should.
Yeah.
I like Trump. I like him. I like the guy.
Well, he's going to have the army running out vaccinations, apparently, so he's not that good. Cool.
really? But see?
But now, I'll talk about something else. This morning, I listened to Mark Devlin's podcast on his show, right? And he had a couple of people on different, because I kept waking up in the middle of the night, because I had it in my ear playing as I was trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. And he had this guy called, what did he fucking call himself? He's got a really stupid name.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Paul. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Keep going, Mark Devlin. Yep.
Right. He's got a friend of his that's in Mexico, who's an American, and he went through the whole Q thing, saying it's real. It's definitely real. Trump's about to arrest everybody. I'm telling you now, man, this is just absolute bullshit. There's no Q. There's no rescue coming. There's no, you know, not there's no the one. There's no Neo coming over the distance. We're getting walked into technocracy big time. And if anyone thinks that there's someone out there that's arresting pedophiles and blah, 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 there's bullshit. As I said, George Pell last 2 weeks ago, he got let out of jail with a stay out of jail free card. Now, there's no queue. There can't be. If there was a queue, he would have stayed in jail.
All right. Okay, so devil inside. That's when I think I hear the word Devlin. Devil inside. Are you promoting Mark Devlin? Are you promoting?
Yeah. No, well, I'll say this.
You think he's a good guy? He's a good guy. He's on the level. He's not like no agenda.
All right. My concerns are this. He's a vegan. He pushes a vegan agenda. He pushes Paul's dead. Fucking no non-story, which I don't think's a story, and he lets this guy come on there with his wife in Mexico, saying that going on and on about that child sacrifices are going on and skinning children alive and bits and more stuff. I think that is just total scare tactics, and that's this pizza. PizzaGate.
Fair point. But the last time, and a big shout out to Chris Kendall, and let's do a chink to Chris Kendall over here right now. Last time I spoke to him, we had a bit of a, because he's a meat eater, and so are you, right? Because you have honeys and whatnot.
I do.
Honeys?
No, I don't
know. You're a meat eater.
But if I could be bothered digging a honey is a Maori form of underground oven.
Yeah.
And even if I could be bothered, I would.
Even though you said last time we spoke that you disavowed your Kiwi, you know that I'm from England.
Yes.
But I call myself Australian now. Yeah. You disavowed your Kiwi. You can't get rid of your accent. You've got your accent now.
I have. That was me helping myself to a can of beer from the fridge.
That's all right. Have a can of beer. Enjoy it.
It's Cooper's beer and a...
What's in your hand?
Cooper's Red. What's in
Cooper's
your
Red.
What's in I've your got hand? A... What's in your hand?
I've got a Kronenbourg 1664, and here we go, down the hatch.
Excellent. Good beer.
And I'll go and grab, after I finish this, I'll go and grab a bottle of wine, and I'll pop it for you, on air.
Excellent. Yeah. Could you hear me?
The last
week when we were doing a show,
yeah,
I was opening up Cooper's Reds, and you could hear the pop. These things are like a home.
You could, yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah,
Cooper's is the last Australian-owned brewery that basically makes homebrew beer. So the beer has...
That's right. Down in South Australia, right?
South Australia, yeah. And it's
beer. Yeah, and they don't what are they? I'm thinking of something else, but...
not a bad wine from the bottle shop at the airport. They were, I can't remember the name, but they were, you know, say $30 bottle of red from duty free. She bought an $80 bottle of French red, right? And we opened our wine, we were drinking wine one night, and my one for $30 Australian, Australian made red, was five times better than her. So I think, do you think French wine is as, I think it's overly, I mean, I know it's cheap over there, but I don't think it's as good in some ways as some of our stuff.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've bought expensive booze, and the cheap stuff is as good or better, yeah. I'll go when back in my Scotch days when I used to drink tons of blended Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But once I
Johnny Walker,
I was given the tip to Glenfiddich, and it's like mother's milk compared to even Johnny Walker Blues, which costs $500 a bottle, which is still blended, and tastes like shit.
I'm not into that kind of shit. I have not tasted a French wine that tasted as good as some of the... When I'm talking about medium price...
Let me do a funny thing, though.
Okay.
If Johnny Walker came and gave me $1 million, I'd say it tastes like gold. I'm having a go at Lawsy there a little bit. Yeah, catch me comment.
What was the... Scotch that Sean Connery used to advertise? You know, he used to say...
I can't remember. Tell me.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
I've got to speed read through this. Okay.
Speed read. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's all right.
I never went out and bought any paper because I refused to buy them, but if you're pinching them, it's even better.
Yeah, I don't buy them either. I'm telling you. But, yeah. So they're basically, it's about social distancing again.
Yeah.
it's all about gender and diversity and, oh my God, I don't know what's going on in the world, Rick.
You know, we're being...
All right.
We're being run over.
Take every case on an individual basis. God, I sound like I've got COVID with this cough. But, you can't have a cop anymore, and everyone goes, oh my God, he's got COVID.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're now in winter, like, you know, it's now freezing cold here and wet where you are and wet where I am, kind of. And the flu's going to break out again, obviously, because all these people are staying inside, rubbing fucking poison on their hands.
Let me tell you a story. I mean, okay. Sorry to cut you off. Here we go. When I was a kid, I mean, I like Benoit from Switzerland, I used to have you know, your Swiss Army knife. I was in the Boy Scout. What did I do? I went out, and I forgot my sleeping bag when we went camping, and I froze, and my body temperature must have got so low, and I got scarlet fever. And after that, they said, I must have caught it from someone. Nobody else had scarlet fever. It was just my body temperature lowered so much because I screwed up.
Yeah.
And they gave me antibiotics. And what did I get? I got sicker than ever. Shingles. I got all sorts of things.
I've had shingles.
Oh, they're painful. The only way you can describe them is like blisters all over your body, like bubble wrap all over your body.
And that's where this is where I'm kind of got a bit of a problem with this. There's no such thing as like Mark Devlin had that couple on to say that the germ theory is fake, but I've had shingles. And where did I get them from? I got stressed, and I got a rose pattern under my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
It was a raised rose, kind of rosy, kind of red, blistery thing, and I was in agony. I mean that's a real thing. Herpes is a real thing. You know what I mean? Like, so when they say things are fake, well, I'm sorry, there are definitely things you can catch or get. So I've got no idea. We said I do agree that COVID-19 is fake, but there are things that you can get.
What's Mark Devlin's site name?
Does, um, well, one of
so I can listen to it.
One of them is The Sound of Freedom, which is we play music with a positive kind of bent.
Sure.
The other one is...
I don't know.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. Actually, I'll tell you right now. I'll go into my...
Because I used to subscribe to a site called Doctors Are Dangerous.
Yeah, no, this is...
And some of them can be. When I had an ingrowing toenail, the guy almost fucking cut my whole friggin' big toe off.
Yeah, so...
Almost bled out, too. Exsanguination. I almost bled out because the guy didn't know what he was doing.
So, Good Vibrations Podcast is Mark Devlin. And it's got a microphone.
Good Vibration Podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to him.
Yeah, he's not bad, but, you know...
unfortunate name, Devlin, but that's all right. I mean, I'm...
Rachel said that. She said the same thing. She goes...
Mm-hmm.
But,
Look.
He's on Crow, he's on a few other things that I listen to, so he's not bad. I mean, where do you stop when you're listening to this kind of stuff? You know, everyone is not a shill. You've got information pumped out.
Yeah.
You've got to pick your truthers by their voices, and that's why Chris Kendall, to me, sounded fantastic.
Mm. Rest in peace, let's do another chink to him. Let's do another chink. Yeah. I just did it.
Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Kendall, I mean, what a guy. I mean, what can I say about him?
He was fantastic.
One of my favorite part of Chris Kendall's, he could speak for an hour. He speaks slowly but surely.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knew what he was talking about. Yeah.
He could do a monologue.
You thought I was going to go into... And they built their or drew their plans against us.
He was
nice to talk. You know, it's always nice to talk to people that are no longer with us. And like my mother, for instance. You know. Mm.
Yeah, all of that. And so Velocet's now doing stuff with what's his name?
Big shout out HoaxSyndicate.com. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't listened to anything by them, but what's his name? Marcus Allen? Not bad.
Yeah.
I found him a bit, you know, he went, I don't know.
A little too serious for me, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I watched, what did I watch today? I watched a video about mixing comedy and seriousness, though, like, you know, people like George Carlin or the guy John Stewart, or the Canadian guy. You know, they're not. I mean, George Carlin. Why are people laughing at this shit? You know, he goes, "There's one big club, and you're not in it." You know, and
it's actually very accurate.
It is very accurate. I like George Carlin.
George Carlin's stuff was fantastic. His fantastic.
Yeah.
Still.
The only disappointing part was he didn't. There weren't.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Noise Level. And you're listening to Fake Collars Radio at fakecollars.com.
You should have done a take two. Good on you, Noise. We love that guy. We love him.
What a voice.
Big fella. Oh, boy.
And the best laugh in the business.
Oh, yeah. And when he gets picked on by bloody little short bouncers, because the guy's a behemoth. Yeah. He's a great guy. I swear to God. Like, one of the nicest. Apart from your good self and Ab and all the rest of the fakeologists, noise level's right up there. Yeah, golden skid mark. Yeah, of course.
It's the golden skid mark. You know, and you probably should too, because this boy your wife comes out and tells you to shut the fuck up.
It's not 2 minutes to midnight.
That's a good song.
Right. No, it's all good, mate. It's always nice to talk to you. So, everyone who's listening to Fakeologist tonight, every one of you? Or two of us?
Every one of you.
Yeah, all right, mate. Take care, and just keep it real, man. Keep it real.
Man. All right, brother.
Yep. You're all right. You are my brother.
You're my best friend!
Yeah, great, man.
Good discussion. Good discussion, man.
Yes, always. Always. And you're not into fear porn. We're not into fear porn. Just the truth. Well, and it's as best we know it.
COVID-19 as best we know. Is a scam. COVID-19
it is
a scam.
It is.
My brother, okay. Over now.
All right. Take it easy. Cheers. Bye.
That's all, folks.